We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Detroit police are investigating an incident that took place between police officers and protesters last night. Let's go live to WWJ's Charlie Langton for the story, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, this was a protest started peacefully southwest Detroit on West Verner near Clark Park. But then around 9:30 or so, protesters would want to go one way and the police kind of didn't want those protesters to go one way. There is a video out there that shows the Detroit police SUV plowing through a crowd while protesters scrambled to get out of the way. Now, the police vehicle seemed to stop and then gun the gas to get the protesters who had climbed down the police vehicle off that SUV. Police said that the rear window of the car was, of the vehicle, was busted out. Amazingly, there doesn't appear to be any serious injuries. An investigation by the Detroit Police Department is ongoing. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.